We're rolling here, and should be going live. Got 40 people waiting. More will come.
Okay. Let's see. We sell out everywhere we go now.
Yeah. Take that, Kanye.
Take that, Kanye.
All right.
There we go. That's better.
What's going on, everybody? It's Talking Baseball, Talking Cheating. We got a new update, so we're going live. We got Jake with me. I got Trevor Plouffe here, ex-big leaguer. He knows a little more than we do. We want to figure out what's going on. First off, how are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Jake has more knowledge than me. That's what he's saying.
Right? Yeah. That's confirmed. No, I'm excited. We got the boys together sporadically.
Yeah, naturally. The Athletic drops a report, and here we are, talking baseball. But if anyone hasn't seen what happened, Ken Rosenthal and Evan Drellich, same guys that released the article about the Astros, that was the bombshell, released a new one that the Red Sox have been caught up with this, and confirmed that they used the replay room to decode sequences and then relay them to a runner on second in 2018. It was illegal in 2018 to use the replay room in this manner. And then it came out that the Yankees used the replay room in the same manner in 2015 when it still wasn't, at that point, it wasn't strictly illegal. I'm guessing it was shady. I have no idea. I don't know. I guess Plouffe, you're the guy that's been in the league. You know all this stuff. What was your reaction?
First reaction was, this is not a big deal. This has been going on for a long time, you know, and just to paint a picture for people, replay rooms are usually the same as your video room. So there's not going to be two different rooms. There might be at a few different parks, and if they are, they're really close to each other. So replay room has a guy, or the replay booth will have a guy that your team assigns, and he has his camera angles. And if there is a replay, he'll get other angles. But then there'll be a bunch of computers that have a system set up where you can go and do your research. You can track games that have been, you know, uploaded to the system, and you can go back and say, what does this guy throw on a 1-1 count, you know, for the last 3 months? So there's a lot of things going on here, a lot of information. It's all right there with each other. So it's not like you have to go to a couple separate rooms if you're trying to do something like this. I just want to make sure that everyone kind of knows what the setup will look like.
Wow. Yeah. So if they're using – all right, so one question. Decoding the sequences for a catcher, if anyone's – completely like, what are you guys talking about? When there's no one on base, the catcher throws down one for fastball. Pitcher sees it, throws a fastball. He throws down two for curveball. Pitcher sees it, throws the curveball. If there's a runner on second base, that guy can see the catcher's signs. So they'll go to a sequence and they'll be like one, two, three, blah, blah, blah. And there's a set code, like whatever out there is. Say there's one out. Well, the out plus one. One out plus one equals two. It's the second sign I throw down. It'll be something like that. Or outs plus two. And that's the sequence. So when we say they're decoding the sequence, that's what we're talking about. I mean, I'm correct there, right, Plouffe? Did you freeze?
Hold on. I didn't get that last part.
I said I'm correct there, right?
Yeah, no, that's exactly what happened. So, you know, and really, my thought on the whole thing was, even when the Astros were doing the banging, I said that it's really a responsibility of the catcher and the pitcher and that team that's giving the signals to mix it up enough where you shouldn't be able to relay signs. And, you know, it's a little bit different when nobody's on because you're not suspecting a camera just, you know, fixed on your signs. But once someone gets on second base, I mean, the majority of catchers know, like, hey, this is something that's been going on in the league forever. So, like, we can't just use second sign, shake first. Like, that doesn't work anymore. And, like I said, this is something that has been in the game for a long time. I think what people are really kind of upset about now or when they read an article like this, it's, hey, it's technology. They're using technology. It's not just old-fashioned we are looking at your signs from second base. So that's kind of where the gray area is. And I think I've talked to like three or four guys this morning and asked, like, how do you feel about this? And I was expecting to kind of get everybody on the same page, like, hey, this is something that's been going on for a long time. But because of this gray area in the language of the law, and because it's using cameras, a lot of guys have different opinions on it. I mean, I don't think it's that big of a deal because, you know, even if you're going there during the game and using that game's footage to look at signs, most catchers don't change from game to game, you know? So, like, there's programs on your iPad where you're going to go back and you're going to do your research and study pitchers pregame, and you can go back 3, 4, 5 starts and just do the exact same thing at home. So there's a lot of ways to get this information. I just think that people, there's so much gray area here that there is a lot of room for misinterpretation or, you know, people to get lost in how do I compare this to that? Because there's obviously things that are, there's levels to this. There's different levels of what people would call cheat, you know, but I think that the general public may have a little bit of a different understanding of it than a baseball player, because this is something that we know has been going on for a long time, and maybe people are just kind of now figuring it out. So I can see why it would seem like a big deal to some people.
Yeah. So what's a little different is that when you have a runner on second since probably 1930 or 1910, catchers and pitchers have, hey, they're trying to steal our signs. Let's put a sequence together. And then, hey, I think they have our sequence. Let's change it up. That's been part of the game for, I'd say, 100 years. In 2017, when the Astros put their system in place with a camera, they were getting the signs when there was no runners on base. So if it was one fastball, bam, not only did they have it, they relayed it in real time to that batter at the plate before the pitch was thrown. That they're two completely different leagues. One, the whole league is aware of and knows this happens. And the other is like people were blindsided in 2017 by the Astros having this. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And I know you have to defend yourself from these Astro fans. They're all over you for this right now. But yeah, again, this is something. The runner on second base. Let me tell you why this is not the same thing. Because if you're an Astro hitter in 2017 and you're standing at the plate, there's nothing to stop you from getting that sign, the bang, right? One bang for whatever it was, fastball, two bangs for off speed. There's nothing that can stop you except for crowd noise, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to get that. And like you said, like it's live and it's with nobody on base. Like, you have to get on base to do these other things. So that's number one. But number two, guys are versed in looking for this. So, like, the middle infielders, if you're a middle infielder and you see some stuff going on, like this guy's head is moving this way on one pitch and moving the other way on another pitch, like, you know to look for that. So it's easy to call timeout and say, hey, A, either change your signs up, or B, when this guy comes back up to the plate, stick one in his ear. Like there, you know what to look for. The other thing is, all it takes is for the runner on second base. Say, like, you go pregame, like, hey, guys, we got the sequence. So when you get on second base, lead with your right foot for fastball, with your left foot for off speed, right? The problem is you get guys that will forget that, right? So hit a double. You hit a double, you're, like, stoked. You're, like, like, you know, throwing your shit up. You're, you know, going back to the dugout, doing your thing with the boys in the dugout, and then all of a sudden, first pitch comes, you're like, oh shit, I just forgot to look.
So the guy hit it. Who was the player? Did you have a teammate that was notorious for that? Like, if someone roped a double, they were on second base, and you're like, come on, dude, I need some help, but you're out there blessing up.
Absolutely. And then once that happens, once they're like, they miss the pitch, you're like, fuck that guy.
Can't trust him.
I can't rely on it. It's true.
Yeah.
So that happens. Or, you know, another thing is visually, there are times where you just can't see what the catcher is putting down. I mean, there's a reason those guys have neon strips on their fingers at times. You just can't see. So a pitcher can't see it sometimes. You know, from second base, you might miss one. So a lot of times that happens where you'll be like, all right, this guy's giving me the sign, and it's wrong. So now I'm not trusting that guy, and I'm probably not going to trust anybody else. So there's just I understand it's against the rules now, and there are a ton of gray areas. We know that, but it's just not the same thing. Like I said before, there's just levels to this, and there's so many things that can go wrong in the relaying of it.
And this was legal until 2018. They didn't like strictly say you can't use the replay room to help until 2018 after the Apple Watch thing, where like it was probably shady, or they probably thought teams would not do it, but they laid down the law in 2018. So the Red Sox may get in trouble now, but what I'm confused at is like, and we said this beforehand, you can't use the replay room to decode signs or to gain an advantage. But can't you just pull up any YouTube at when you're at home on the couch and study the sequence of the team you're playing the next day and then walk into the stadium and be like, hey, guys, I got it. If you're on second, look for this. And that's not illegal?
That's the gray area. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it says, I think in the rule, it says replay room, right?
Replay, because yeah. What they're scared of is the live time. The replay room has made them scared of live time cheating. So they said you can't use the replay room at all. Because that's what they're scared of. Now they use the replay room, but not for live time cheating, but for just decoding sequences. So they did use the replay room, but it's not exactly what they were trying to stop from happening. But like, yeah, it's against the rules. But what Houston fans can't seem to gather, like cheating is cheating. Now you're cherry picking. If you can't figure out the difference of the two things, that's on you, not on me.
Yeah. It's not the same thing.
So that's I think there's a couple things that need to be cleared up. The first thing is the 2017-2018, like you're saying. Like, yes, we had the Apple Watch, John Farrell thing. That happened. The Yankees had something in 2015. You gave every team access to cameras. They started using them. And that's just a fact. So then before the 2018 season, Joe Torre, my guy, my future job, he sends out his 3-page memo to every team saying, hey, don't use the replay room. And so the Boston Red Sox, they go on, they continue to use it. And you're right, you had to get on base. And that's – so the 2017-2018 thing is important because I think Manfred talked to the Red Sox particularly before the season because he knew they were doing it, and he said, don't do this again. And they did it again. So, one, you're spitting in the face of the commissioner a little bit. Number two, the part that sucks for me is the whole Houston thing. Because what Trevor said and what you're saying is completely right. This isn't in the same world as what Houston did. It's not. But I'm like trying to think of this as either order of events, or I'm trying to think of it as, okay, let's say if Houston's Dylan Bundy and a serial killer, like what the Red Sox did is they robbed a bank or they hit someone with their car and killed someone. Yeah, you're going to have to excuse me.
I would say speeding is more online.
And I think that's the problem, because in the shadow of this Houston thing, it is a lot less, but everyone's going to compare it because it's Cora and it's happening at the same time and all of that, when they shouldn't really be compared. Because you're right, the Houston thing, we've said this before, might be the biggest scandal in the history of baseball. This Boston thing is just one of baseball's kind of blips on the radar of cheating that we've seen every 10 years religiously through baseball, because if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. But we're still talking about a team that cheated to a degree. They spat in the commissioner's face, and this team also happened to win the World Series and have an MVP winner. So it is something, and I think that's the problem that people are trying to decipher right now. And you are right. The people that are trying to lump Houston and Boston together and shake their fists like right now, that's too much. But if this Boston thing came out before the Houston stuff, we would be saying this is a big deal.
But, yeah, I don't think so. I think we would be saying kind of, because it came out. They did this exact thing with the Apple Watches. Same exact thing. And it was illegal at the time. They did get in trouble. No one cared. Everyone just says like, oh, yeah, that happens. So, I mean, if the Astros didn't do this, I think this would have the same reaction.
Well, and that goes back to the commissioner's office reissuing the statements and saying that it's a big thing and not punishing teams for actually cheating. And that's a whole nother conversation almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, I, I just don't see this being the same thing whatsoever. I mean, if you now are saying you can't go back and watch video and try to, you know, gain an advantage, then that means you can't go back and say, okay, the pitcher comes set, you know, 1-1000, 2-1000, go. Like, people have been doing that forever as well. Like, you're trying to get some timing for stealing bases on the pitcher. But that's all, like, video reviewed. I mean, there's so many things that you can gain. I mean, that's why there's video review. So you can do these things and try to, you know, have an advantage. Now, like, the Astros getting it in, like, live time, having their own camera focus, that's just so different than all of this stuff. Like, I don't think we would be talking about this at all in the way we are if it wasn't for the situation already coming to light.
Yeah.
Now, people are trying to lump it together, but it's not the same thing at all.
They're trying to say, the Astros fans are trying to say, ha, you guys cheated too. And it's like, I broke the speed limit. You robbed a bank.
Yeah, you could ask 100, you could ask every single big leaguer in the game right now, and not one of them would be like, yeah, it's on the same. Even you could ask Astro players, and they'd be like, no, this is not the same thing.
Yeah. And you were leaguer.
If you ask Astros players, they'd say, well, our team tried really hard. That's every interview they've been coming out with. Yeah,
you're not boys with Musgrove, are you?
I don't know him, no. But that was.
I mean, I like him, but it was an interesting quote.
What are they supposed to say? Like, especially
nothing. If the Astros didn't do what they're being accused of doing in 2017, they would be denying it off the mountaintops. We haven't had anyone do that. The most we had is some players say, like Cole was like, I didn't see anything. It's like, good. That's good. You should say that, and then you should walk away. But that was a weird quote.
Still more on the Astros. Like, yeah, you gained some advantage by some run support, but also it really didn't help you on the same level. Help, you know, the offensive side of things. But
yeah,
it did get a ring.
So they said that the punishments for the Astros are probably going to come out in the next 2 weeks, I'm prepared for them to be lackluster. And maybe some fines, maybe some suspensions. That's all. They did say no players would be punished at all, just kind of the top brass, which makes sense to me. Because otherwise, it's like, what are you going to do? Like, everyone? So, but hopefully, we get that news by the live event.
Yeah. Do you think this coming out and people just like talking about it? So it's like in the news again, right? Like before, like it kind of had, you know, sided down and nobody was really talking about it. But now we have this simple, you know, sign stealing thing coming out. Do you think this like reinvigorates MLB being like, we have to take a harsh stance because people want it?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Do you think like the reason this article came out is just to push it along? Because we kind of talked beforehand, like, why did Evan Drellich and Ken Rosenthal like you know, it's completely different. I know it's completely different. Logical people know you can't compare these two. So why did like these guys who are really respected write this article and compare the two? Maybe it's to stoke the fire? MLB, like, hey, you still got this problem to deal with.
I don't know. I think that, you know, they're just kind of doing their due diligence. You know, they don't want to separate these things. It was against the rules, you know, like, apparently, like, you couldn't I don't understand that at all. Like, that's just a dumb rule, I guess. But I guess I understand what it's guarding against. But, you know, I just don't think it's the same thing at all.
Yeah. And I don't know. I think a couple things here. And Trevor, I liked your point of the, because Jeff Passan, our guy, he had like a 3-tweet thread that was linking everything to blah, blah, blah. And I think there was also a line in there that was, and it's what I mentioned before with the Red Sox, nobody having been punished for this happening in the past. Like, and it's what you guys are not. And you're like, yeah, it's a form of cheating, but it's baseball. Right. And it's the commissioner's office just hasn't cracked down on anything really. And yeah. So I think this is the opportunity with the Houston thing to do something. Maybe this is why this is coming out 2 weeks before. And I think it is interesting because I did say, I think this Red Sox thing would be more of a story without the Houston stuff. But to your point, this is becoming more of a story because everyone wants to tie it to Houston, even though I agree that it shouldn't be tied to Houston, but I still think it's a story.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see like what happens, because if you come down really hard on the Astros, then there has to be some sort of punishment for, you know, apparently the Red Sox now, because they're getting investigated as well. So like if the Astros punishment is like super harsh, and that's going to bring the level up of this punishment, which really, this is something that should be policed by players, I think, and maybe not by, you know, MLB, but I think there's going to be some correlation between the punishments, and I honestly don't think that's fair.
Can you hear me?
I got you.
I can hear you now.
All right. I had someone respond to me on Twitter that was an Astros fan that was kind of like countering what I said, and they might have a good point. They said, but the rule, if the rule is a blanket rule, you can't use technology to gain an advantage, then both teams did break the same exact rule. Obviously, we know there's completely different levels and different advantages. And can you punish the Astros more for breaking the same rule better? Like, say we're saying this is speeding. It's a 50-mile-per-hour limit. The Red Sox went 55 and the Astros went 100. Like, will the punishments show that? And I thought it was kind of interesting because I think the blanket rule is you can't use technology to gain advantage.
If you go 55 and a 50 and you go 100 and a 50, one's reckless driving and you're going to go to jail and get your license suspended. The other one's a misdemeanor ticket. I mean, there's level to it.
Where were you when I was replying to that guy?
Unbelievable. Like I said, if you can't use, if the rule is, it's just a stupid rule. It needs to be worded differently or whatever. If you can't use video or technology, which in this instance, we're just talking about video. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about, you know, wearables at the plate, you know, obviously that's different. If you're talking about just about video and you're saying you can't use that to form some sort of advantage, then what about scouting reports? Yeah. You can't even have a scouting report on a guy. Like this is where this level, that the gray area is too much for me. Like you're telling me now that I can't get heat map or I can't get, you know, what this guy's throwing. You know, there's so much information out there. And now you want to take the game back into the dark ages and say you can't even use any of this, because that would be breaking the rules. If you're using technology, which guess what, a computer's technology, they can't do any of this. So like, it's just a stupid rule. They need to reword it or just do better.
Because I don't even want electronic scoreboards anymore.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a guy holding a sign.
All cash in the stadium. There's no, yep. You can't run your car anymore. Like, let's go.
Some ballparks should throw like a 1920s night since it's 2020 now, and it should just be like straight up the same experience as a 1920 baseball game. No women allowed. You have to wear a suit and a hat.
Radio only. We can't even broadcast the game.
Yeah.
I'm not on radio. That's technology.
Oh, it's radio technology.
Yeah, man.
All right, one more question.
Do we all like our speeding example? Like, we'll say the speed limit's 55 and – or speed limit's 50. Boston went 55, 60. I'm going 60. Houston was going 120. Is that fair?
Sure. I'll allow it.
Okay.
Okay, I'm in for that.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we'll probably wrap this up. I wanted to ask you, Plouf, before we go, because you maybe talk about your preparation before an at-bat. When I played fantasy baseball, I was a big last 7 days and XB 8 or H, what is it, Jake?
BVP.
I was a BVP guy. When you're going stepping up to the plate in real baseball, were you looking, was heat maps? That was the first thing you said. Were you like, I want to know where this guy's good zone is? Or what was your, you could only take one piece of information before you step to the plate. What do you want?
You know, one piece of information or one, like, thing that I will do, because those are two different things.
Well, now you got to explain the difference and tell us both.
Okay. What I would like to do mostly to prepare is I would try to go and look at guys who I deem similar to myself, and I want to see how many times that guy's faced him. If I don't have clips against him, if I have clips against him, that's exactly, I'm going back to the last couple times I've faced him. But if I haven't, I want to go to somewhere that's someone that's similar to me, a right-handed batter that has a spray chart similar to mine. So I know
how who's your guy?
You have to tell us.
You have, yeah. So who was your guy? Don't tell me it was like Mickey Cabs or like how'd they pick Mickey Cabs.
You know, there was a bunch of different guys. Ryan Raver, I looked at for a while because we were in the same division. So we faced the same guys.
That is so interesting to me. So did you internally like compete with Rayburn? Like you were like, oh, how'd they pitch that fucking Rayburn? I'm going to do better than him.
Kind of. I mean, it could be a guy. You just wanted the guys that had a lot of at-bats against him. So for me, it was a lot of guys in the AL Central, even like a Brandon Inge or something like that.
That's awesome.
It changes. But my favorite thing was looking through the counts. So 0-0, 1-0, 2-1. If a guy had a glaring statistic there where he threw 70% fastballs, 1-0, or 3-2, he was 60% off speed or something like that. Like you pick up those numbers that are glaringly obvious. And then if you get to that count, man, you cheat to it. I mean, depending on the game and whatnot, but those are the numbers that I like to see. First pitch is a big one. You know, I was a guy that took the first pitch a lot, which is stupid. I
wish I'd work the count.
Do that. Yeah. Don't work the count. That's not smart. Okay. Cause every strike you get on you, the less chance you have, but, I think everyone's different, but those are the things that I look for.
All right. And if you enjoyed this, Monday the 13th, Santa Monica, three of us and Jack Flaherty, heard of him, pretty good pitcher. We'll be doing a live show in Santa Monica, Santa Monica Brew Works. So go to Eventbrite, get tickets. Jake's going to be shirtless the whole time.
Selling out. No, I'm not going full Bert Kreischer.
Okay.
I'm sexier than that.
Yeah. Any parting words?
I just want to say we didn't want to confuse Dylan Bundy with Ted Bundy. Okay, we did that in the episode, and we're sorry, Dylan.
Sorry, Dylan. Jake's not sorry. Jake is so mean. I'm partially sorry.
They're both killers.
All right. Thank you guys for watching. Tune in to Talking Baseball Podcast. If you want to listen to every episode, come to the live event. Live event will be on the podcast as well. Follow Trevor. Follow Jake. Follow me at Talking Jake, at Trevor Plouffe. Very simple. And JohnBoy_. See ya. And we're done.
Yeah. 7,000 people. It's all on my screen because you guys are clear as day, and I'm choppy.
Yeah, it was a little choppy, but it was fine.